You meet somebody, you think they're the greatest person in the world. 6 months later, you say, oh, what a worthless person. I wish I'd never gotten to know them. The better I got to know them, they turned out to be awful. It doesn't matter if you're right or you're wrong. What matters is to see how it changed. To not believe any of it so much. Then you're not open in any real way. Then you're a closed system because it's all about what you think. Then the data is really skewed. Now, all of this is good stuff and is valuable in its own way, but it's essential if you're serious about spiritual reality. Because until you can step away from the limitation of your own idea, until you can not be caught in the belief that it must be somehow valid because it's yours, then not much is possible in terms of a spiritual understanding, a spiritual awareness that isn't just another form of your own opinion that you didn't somehow create in your mind. Then you might just be fooling yourself without any sense of how that's possible. Not because you're dumb, not because you're misinformed, not because you're misintentioned, but simply because you're not yet objective enough. And only because you still believe too strong in your own viewpoint. So if you really want inner peace, if you really want freedom, if you really want spiritual life, the real spiritual life, you have to allow this shattering of belief in yourself. It has to arise sooner or later in some way. And if it hasn't, you'd be wise to invite it. And maybe for you, if it hasn't happened, maybe it can be easy. Who's to say that for everybody it has to be disorienting and difficult? Makes you want to throw up. I think that's typical. But if you're open to it, if you see the value in it, maybe for you it can be a little smoother, a little less earth-shaking. Maybe you can, by an act of intelligence, by just thinking it through, decide that, yes, I can see that my opinion isn't necessarily going to be the be-all and end-all. I can even see that in any given situation, maybe I'm not the best authority for interpreting what's going on, even for myself. Maybe my point of view is just one other point of view among many, and certainly among many possible. If you can come to that just through thinking it through, just through being open-minded, maybe that's enough. But most people haven't even done that. And I'm not saying you're most people, you're probably not. But just think about where you fit in all this, if this interests you. And just hear my suggestion that you be open to that shattering. It will have a good effect ultimately. No problem. So that's a mouthful. Did I confuse anybody? Did I scare anybody? What do you think? What's your opinion?